بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are continuing with this kitab, الشمائل الكبرى, the sublime conduct of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And yesterday we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء, that a person should show mercy to those who are in this world, and the being who is in the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower mercy upon a person. In today's hadith, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that on one occasion he was sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in i'tikaf, and a person came to him, made salam with him, and sat down to speak to him. So after speaking to this person, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma notices that there is something that is troubling him, something that is worrying this person. So he says to him, I see that you are grieved, something is concerning you. So this person replies to him, yes, O son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a certain person that has a right over me, something that I owe to him. And by the oath of the inmate of this grave, in other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not have the ability to honor this responsibility. Whatever I owe to this person, I don't have the means to pay him back. And this is causing me a great amount of grief, a great amount of worry. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, then why don't you allow me to speak to this person on your behalf? I'll intercede for you. And I'll ask him to absolve you of whatever you owe him, or to give you terms to make it easier for you. So this person agrees and he leaves the masjid with Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. When they emerge from the masjid, he realizes that I have now taken Abdullah bin Abbas out of his i'tikaf. He was seated in the masjid and now he has left the masjid on my account. So he says to him, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, have you forgotten the condition you were in, that you were in i'tikaf and now you have left the masjid? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma replies, no, I have not forgotten this condition, but I have heard the dweller of this blessed grave saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whosoever sets out to fulfill a need of a Muslim and exerts himself in accomplishing this task, then it will be more rewarding for him than 10 years of i'tikaf. So this is the reward that I am hoping to achieve. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the reward for i'tikaf, that that person who sits in i'tikaf for just one day in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it distances him from the fire of Jahannam to that amount which is equivalent to the space of 3 trenches away from the fire of Jahannam. And thereafter he explains that each trench is the width between the east and the west. So this is the reward for just one day in i'tikaf. A person sits with sincerity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that when a person tries to fulfill the need of somebody else, somebody has something that is bothering him, concerning him, causing grief to him, and you have the means or you have the ability to help him, to assist him, and you set out to do this, then a person will get the reward of not just one day, but 10 years of i'tikaf. So for this reason, he breaks his i'tikaf. It's mentioned of Hassan Basri rahimahullah that when he heard this hadith, then he also would leave the masjid and tend to the needs of people. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan, that person who in this world sees something that is bothering somebody, causing grief to somebody, and he tries to remove that worry, remove that grief, then nafasallahu anhu kurubatihi yawm al-qiyamah, aw kama qala an day of qiyamah. When you have those things that are causing concern to you, worry to you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove those worries from you. We can imagine on the day of Qiyamah, a person has various actions that he did in this worldly life, and he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is concerned, he is worried, that these actions that I did, I broke the command of Allah, and this should not be the cause of me being deprived of paradise and being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And when a person is in this condition of worry, of concern, there is no way for him to help himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to his rescue and save him on account of the assistance he rendered in this world to somebody. So we find that these ahadith are a great consolation for us. Sometimes a person is unable to engage in or exert himself in extra ibadat. He can't stand up the entire night in salah. He is not able to give a lot of wealth in charity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities that you assist somebody, you put a smile on the face of somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward a person. Together with this, our mashayikh explain that a person should try and have one action in this worldly life that he keeps between himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Something that nobody else knows of. A person's wife doesn't know of it, his children don't know of it. Nobody around him knows that he is doing this good action. Something which will be kept as a spare wheel, so to say. That on the day of Qiyamah, when all a person's actions are not enough to take him into Jannah, perhaps there was some taint in his intention, he was not sincere, or he did it for some worldly motive. Now he has one action that he did. Perhaps he assisted somebody. There was some family he knew of that were struggling to make ends meet. He came to their assistance. He assisted somebody who wanted to carry some groceries, some heavy parcel, some elderly person, whatever it may be, some action that nobody else knows of. He kept it as a secret between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this action, and this will be a means for his entry into paradise. Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.